Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Washington Amy Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord, for He is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Tonight, we will have the women of gospel. Last week, we had men of gospel. Now, we have the women of gospel. We will have female gospel singers taking over tonight. We will have scripture and then prayer. Our scripture comes Philippians 3rd chapter 7th to 14th verse. Philippians 3rd chapter 7th to 14th verse. And it reads, "But whatever were gains to me, why I know consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, but I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of the resurrection and participation in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." May God bless the reading and share this word. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the many blessings stored upon us. We thank You for waking up this morning, which in our mind have to do what You wish us to do. God, we thank You for the things of making us get here today, of all that here it is. Thank You. We thank You for Your will hours still here now, listening to. God, we ask to help the sick and shut in. We ask to listen to people that have needs and stuff, and just have them know that look to You and things will be all right. All things ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we will start out now with our women, with Rashawn Pace, "I Know I've Been Changed."
I know I've been changed.
husband one day. They said, girlfriend, how in the world can a brown cow eating green grass gonna turn around and give up some white milk? I said, well, I don't know about that one. But one thing that I do know that God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul, stained with sin, and plumb in red the blood of Jesus. And I came out white, I know, yes, I did. The angels in heaven done sigh. Oh, my name.
Yeah. You know, sometimes things, so it's like sometimes it just takes one thing to make you open your eyes and notice your change. Something can hit you and make you say, no, oh, what have I done? And say, Lord, please forgive me. And right there, you know you've been changed. Amen. We have now the Clark Sisters. I'm looking for a miracle.
Thank you.
tell you, you gotta believe. Just how she said, just believe in the spirit, God will perform it. In other words, just believe and add your patience in. So be with it. Be patient things and you will get something twice as better that you want. Next, we will have Tasha Cobbs, Break Every Chain. Break every chain, all in any stressful things, stressful wall that comes. asked the Lord he would break down that chain. There were other walls to come, but you asked the Lord he would help you out. Believe that. We will now have the GMWA Women of Worship order my steps. Follow those words. of what we must do for him, to follow him, and what all we should do to do that. We will now have scriptures of giving up. We will have Hebrews 12th chapter, 1st to 3rd verse. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Matthew 11, chapter 28, verse. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Psalm 37, chapter 21, verse. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And last, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9, chapter 7, verse, who serves as a soldier at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes, who tends the flock and does not drink the milk. May God bless the readers and hearers of his word. We'll start out with our women of gospel, with Shirley Caesar's I Love Calling Your Name.
Jesus, everything was all right. Oh, Jesus.
all the grace and mercy he's given. Yeah. He should love calling on his name for giving him thanks for all he's done. Well, song by Whitney Houston. Don't cry for me.
Share our tears, the time I share with you.
passing. Don't cry, because once we get the day comes, we'll be back together. So don't cry, because I will be back with the Lord. There's one more with Whitney Houston. I look to you. God, sometimes they'll be something I wish you got. He'll be with you. Look, Sam, he'll help you out. He'll be with you. Amen. Well, now, Samuel, man, take me to the king.
If I try.
That's pretty much who we want to be with. And bring us to the King and give his praise all to him. Well, now, have a song with Yolanda Adams. Open My Heart. Thank you. also our night of women gospel will be ending. And but well, as I always say, may God bless you and God keep you. And as Lana Adams says, the battle is not yours. So we meet again.